Hi, friends. I just wanted to wish you and your family a blessed holiday season. We are very glad that you're part of our Compassion Radio family. Whatever you're facing, please know that we are praying and will continue to pray for you. In fact, let us know how we can pray for you by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-868-2478. I firmly believe that the time we meet each day is truly a divine appointment. Your gifts and prayerful support of this ministry on this station is essential to our mission to be the radio voice of global mission. Thank you, friends, and may your holidays be holy, full of love and joy with those near you.
On today's Compassion Radio,
Norm became just fully convicted that we needed to change the program to bring the church around the world home to the American church, that we needed to know here in the States what our family was really like, what faith was like around the world, what God was doing unaided by anything Western.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio. Tracking the triumph of God in every nation on earth. Here we are, friend, the last Compassion Radio broadcast of 2017. Jim here, and it is my distinct pleasure not only to serve as the daily announcer and producer of this radio program, but also to work closely with two of the finest people I'll ever know, and that's Bram Floria and Cher Nelson. We join them both now in studio as Bram shares on the best gift that you, our radio listener, can offer to us as we look forward to all that God has in store for us in 2018. Bram?
The greatest gift, friends, you could give us, I think, personally, is just knowing you care. While we're building the new opportunities and building upon the foundation and the vision that Norm's given us to be lifting us up for the struggle it is to become fresh and new, but at the same time, to dig deeply into the roots that we have and not make our listeners feel like we run off somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
We're not running off somewhere else, friends. We're running deeper into this thing. And we are planting ourselves firmly on the ground and letting God water us where we are. And folks, you are the ones that water us. We know that God literally waters the ground around us to grow new things because of your faith that what happens here at Compassion Radio is something that God wants done.
We should say, too, Bram, that this was always the plan for Succession. The plan has always been for you to become the voice of Compassion Radio. And if I was still around, for me to be able to be a part of that, too. We just didn't expect it to come quite so quickly, quite so dramatically. We're glad that the plan was in place and that we can move ahead with confidence, knowing that this is what Norm wanted. But I really ask the people to pray for you, too. You're stepping into a difficult position, and people perhaps know your heart. If they've listened consistently, they've heard you a lot, but they need to believe in you. And I just want to tell people that this is something that Norm believed in, something I believed in. We've always known that Bram had the heart, the vision, and the ability to be Norm's successor, but please pray for him. It's a big step, and it's a tough time to do it and a tough way to do it.
And frequently, Norm would get into, start rolling off just reflections and, I guess you could say, you know, reminiscing a bit, especially when we would come up to the anniversary of the ministry, which is, I believe, March, March 25th, somewhere around there, I know. Oftentimes, I would be in recording sessions with him, and just he and I were here in the studio, and he would reflect on God's incredible mercy and his blessing on this ministry, even during times perhaps the calls are down and we need to get the numbers up and whatnot, but something inevitably would happen. We'd get a note in the mail. We'd get emails. There'd be a series of people giving, and, and oftentimes that does happen in December. But it would just lift his spirits up to the point where he just thought, here we are. We're over 70 years now. The ministry started by Norm's father, Wilbur, so many years ago in the 1940s, just showing ourselves faithful for all those years.
You know, it being this Christmas season, it's really interesting that things are changing because this is the season when things change dramatically for Norm, and he made the shift in the program. Many of our listeners may not know our whole story. As Jimmy mentioned, that Norm's father began the program as a 15-minute broadcast on one station, one day a week, and only locally. God opened up amazing doors in strange ways to provide a bigger audience, a whole different way of doing things. Eventually ended up to be, as it is now, 5 days a week, half hour. But Norm was a part of this broadcast since he was 5 years old. He told the Bible story and gave the mail address, and he, all the way through school, through college, through seminary, through postgrad, everything, he always contributed to the program. They always sang together. They continued to do albums together as duets. There's not been a time ever when he was not associated with the program. But when he came back to California after serving in pastorates and as a college chaplain and various things back east, and became one of the regular speakers on the broadcast, he continued what his father had always done, which was anecdotes, little scriptural devotionals, and a lot of music on the program. As Norm began to have his own day, he began to expand into messages because he had more to say. He wanted to do something a little deeper. And when he finally did take over all of the broadcasts, that's what he was doing, was full messages with a little bit of music. But then, because of two projects that the Morning Chapel Hour had done, that his father had done, there was a school in Busan, South Korea, and an orphanage in Hong Kong, both of which Morning Chapel Hour had had a major part in starting and supporting. The anniversaries came up for those projects, and because his father and mother were too old to travel anymore, we were invited to go to represent them at these anniversaries. Norm had a real heart for Central America, particularly, and was not very interested in going to Asia. But because I had been and I was in love with it, he sort of condescended and went and fell in love.
But well, while there's never been a time where he's traveled where he's not fallen in love with somebody in some place.
Absolutely.
As in everybody and every place.
Every people. But while we were there in Hong Kong, he got the itch to get into China. And he pulled every string he could, and we talked to every person that we knew over there trying to get just across the border even into China, and nothing worked. We got home from this trip, and on his desk was an invitation from the Bible League to go to China, all expenses paid, to see God's people, to see God's church in China, and come back and raise funds for Bibles for China.
It was the first real awakening of the church to be open to the church in the West, mm-hmm. and to actually bring them together, to actually have interaction with, worship together, to share the gospel together, to open the Word together, which mm-hmm. was the whole point of the Bible League, was to get more copies of the Bible into the hands of Christians in China, especially the house churches, which were forbidden legally from having a Bible. And the need was becoming obvious that thousands and thousands of new believers were coming online every day.
Hundreds of thousands.
And so you had the opportunity to go, and that's pretty much where you started intersecting with Jimmy, who's mm-hmm. on my left here at the table.
Right.
God drug you all over there. And so tell us about that shift, because the shift that was happening for the ministry was happening in Norm's heart and Cher's heart, was happening in yours, too.
I remember it very well. It was 1995, and I was working at a local radio station here in Southern California. And I also got that invitation from mm-hmm. the Bible League. They were setting up basically a media trip amongst radio people from mm-hmm. across North America. Primarily different talk show hosts from some of the big cities, New York, Chicago, Detroit, Philly, Dallas. It just so happened that the talk show host at the radio station where I was working wasn't interested in going for whatever reason. So the general manager asked me if I'd be interested in going. And I was like, absolutely. I would love to do that. And I was the morning announcer guy, and I would introduce some of the wonderful programs like Focus on the Family, Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll, programs like that. So here I was launched off to go on this trip, and lo and behold, I meet this wonderful couple who live also in Southern California and had a ministry down here, and I had not met you, mm-hmm. Cher, and Norm prior to that. Mm-hmm. But we became good friends, and we teamed up from that point on.
And had some great adventures.
We certainly did.
Which we'll talk about another time. But
so we have this confluence of opportunity and need and change. Everything's changing in your lives during that time. And this is the early 90s, I believe. So during that time, Compassion Radio, the idea of what it would become was just beginning. But It changed everything about the way the ministry approached the giving with our listeners. Most of the time, it was premium-driven. It still is in a lot of ways. That we love to offer special things every month as a thank you for the way the listeners believe and support this ministry. But we've tied it more into specific things, too, by bringing attention and awareness to different projects and participating in them through awareness, through prayer, through going, and also through giving. And that's become a major part of the ministry over the years, is how we contribute with and partner with ministries in many parts of the world. And that's not going to stop. In fact, we plan to grow this thing in a way that we can have more and more availability of our resources to go towards things that we're passionate about. So we'll go that direction. But it also meant that the way we approach our listeners for giving has changed a lot in those years. And we've become more and more dependent upon the generosity of people to rise above the level of just a single premium or a little bit of giving here and there. Mm-hmm. Some of our givers give reliably and faithfully, and we need a lot of those. And some give at the end of the year because they know they can make a substantial donation through end-of-year giving, and they make that part of their giving. And that's become a very solid and important part of our financial picture as a ministry.
Highly important, yes.
And we're at that point right now. You all know this, folks. We're in the middle of the Christmas season. Year-end giving is coming at you as a pitch from all kinds of sources. You have many other ministries or churches that you support. So all I want to do right now is simply say, for those of you who have seen value in us over the years, thank you for how you've supported us. And we need to be able to say to you why Compassion Radio is unique as a giving opportunity. I want you to understand why it is, because we really do believe that as a very small team committed to these kind of storytelling and going and ministering and doing, that we have a special place in the kingdom that God seemed to have kind of trusted us with, because not many other ministries, especially communications ministries, have given that much of their focus or passion to these kind of projects.
And we were told when we made that change that we would not survive. We skipped the part where on the way home from the first China trip, Norm and I were talking about it, and Norm became just fully convicted that we needed to change the program to bring the church around the world home to the American church, that we needed to know here in the States what our family was really like, what faith was like around the world, what God was doing unaided by anything Western. He was doing a new thing, and Norm felt like he had seen the New Testament church in action. And he said, we have to change. We have to bring this to our people, and we have to ignite them to be part of this church. They have to get up, get going, do things, not just sit here and hear the word all day, every day, and do nothing with it.
And you know, Cher, this radio station that our listeners are listening to right now no doubt have some wonderful ministry programs. The one that aired just prior to our program and the one that's airing after
our
program.
They are all wonderful, yeah.
And I would well imagine that for the majority of these ministries, they rely quite a bit on December and year-end giving. Mm-hmm. And we're certainly no different whatsoever.
It's true in the secular world as well, in nonprofits,
public
right?
Public radio, mm-hmm. I mean, the list goes on and on. We have some wonderful voices at the end of the phone. Mm-hmm. We have Lena. Lena is a dear friend of mine, and she's with us in the early morning hours. And then Paula takes over in the middle of the day hours, at least Pacific Coast time. But we've got a warm voice there waiting to hear from you. They are eager to get that phone ringing at 800-868-2478. Typically, we give out the phone number and the website and the address, right, Bram, towards the end of the program.
Usually.
If you don't have that phone number, if you have the opportunity to maybe plug it into your smartphone right now or jot it down, 800-868-2478. Or, of course, you can go to our website 24/7, compassionradio.com. But I guess the key is, and you're going to be hearing this the next few days, if you can get your special year-end gift in prior to the calendar turning over to January, that would be key for us.
Yeah. What I started to say before was that everyone told us we could not survive as a radio broadcast doing what we were planning to do, because if people gave to the project that we had, they would not give to the ministry. They would give to one or the other, and it was more fun to give to the project and less fun to give for radio time, but Norm felt that God had led him to do this, and he felt that we were going to do it even if we couldn't do it on the radio. Somehow or another, we were going to find a way, even if it was out of our garage, sending out letters to people. That's what God was calling us to do. And we lost, as many of you know, we lost over half of our stations because a lot of stations didn't like the approach. It just wasn't real popular at first. They didn't want to hear about starving orphans at 9 o'clock in the morning. They didn't think it was appropriate. But God gave us tenfold what we had and brought in stations that believed in what we were saying and what we were doing.
If we talk about bringing in tenfold, mm-hmm. we're not talking about dollars exactly.
This is no stations.
This
yes.
is about God's economy, about how God leveraged even less to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been that way for the past dozen or so years. There hasn't been a lot of year-over-year growth as far as giving. It's beginning to move that direction. But we have added to our family a huge amount of new stations mm-hmm. that have bought into this vision of something beyond just another teaching program. We need the teaching programs. And we mm-hmm. are, like we said before, we are very aware and grateful for those strong ministries that bolster us. They're our bookends.
That we listen to.
Yeah. Right. They're the reason that you probably got on the air this morning and listened to this radio station right now. And we're in the middle of that. We thank you for supporting them, too. But what we're looking at here is to ask God to provide opportunity and his way of answering prayers, not just a certain dollar amount, but we need more loaves and fishes. We need people who are willing to bring those small gifts and let us, with them, believe that God's going to leverage this in ways that only God could do. And that includes building in regular givers that are willing to partner with us month after month. That could be individuals. That could be Bible study groups or home fellowships. I know that my home fellowship adopts a different ministry every year to give specifically to. Perhaps you are involved with a home fellowship yourself, would love to find a way to impact the entire world, including this nation, by your giving. A gift of $25 or $30 a month from a group like that would be a lot. It would transform us. We found a few hundred of those around the country. It could be churches or missions departments of churches that say, we'd like to add Compassion Radio and the projects you do around the world as part of our regular giving from this fellowship. There are all kinds of ways I can imagine, but there are other ways I have not even thought of yet. You, my friends, who listen to this program are the ones that have the imagination, because God put it in you, to find a way to help us do something extraordinary, which is to take what the seed of this ministry has been and grow it, to bring us to new horizons and new relationships and new places, and bring all of that richness back to you so that you are inspired to do something even more remarkable right where you are, to empower your prayers to be vivacious and faithful and expectant. We want your prayer life and your faith to grow right where you are, and not just on our behalf. We want your spiritual life to be enriched and grow because of what you hear God is doing in your family around the world.
I know that there's been a shift in the last handful of years, the fact that so many of our listeners are giving online because it is safe and secure. We've got our website, CompassionRadio.com, and I know that there are some unique ways our listeners can participate just by going online.
There are, Jim, and without even having to spend one extra penny giving to us, they can help us. Many of you are aware of organizations like Smile.Amazon.com, where anything you purchase at Amazon, you can have a portion of it donated to Compassion Radio. There's also iGive.com that you can join, which automatically will give a portion of whatever you spend for whatever you're buying to Compassion Radio. It takes so little effort to bless us. And, you know, maybe we only get 10 cents off of what you buy, but all those 10 cents matter.
Exactly.
There's a reason why those kettles are out there collecting pennies.
And it doesn't hurt at all to give that way.
In our case, we give to ourselves literally by ordering our toner and things through iGive.
We do.
Go on stable.com and put in for our normal office supplies. At the end of a few months, there's a few dollars that came back just from the things we had to buy anyway for our own ministry. So that could be the same for you out there across America. If you want to participate with us in a way where you think to yourself, I just help Compassion Radio simply by buying my groceries here or by ordering this particular gift this way through Amazon. So I'm going to do it anyway.
And if you have any questions about that, if it doesn't make sense to you, give our office a call.
Oh, yeah.
As Jimmy said, at 800-868-2478, and our operator will walk you through the process and help you understand it.
It's a small and important and growing part of the giving culture here at Compassion Radio to see all the things we do in life become part of the mission. But again, we want to refocus our attention to what's happening this week going into New Year's. This is the crunch time for a lot of budgeting issues for most ministries, especially for ours. So folks, if you have never thought about giving directly to a ministry which is focused on enabling others to do their work, for Christ around the world, and bringing those stories back here so we can continue that virtuous cycle of building faith and building expectations for God to do something, and finding great joy in participating with others who are on the front lines of faith. Remember us. That's all we ask.
Pray about it.
And do and pray. Contact us. Now, we do urge you every day to actually write the program or to call us. We mean that. We're not just saying call in because you have a gift to give that day. If you have a prayer to offer, if you want to pray for encouragement for the ministry, or God inspired you by something you heard on that particular program and you want us to know it inspired you, call us, email us.
Or if you want to be prayed for.
Exactly.
Well, Bram, we've asked a lot of our people today. We've asked because we feel like they're family. We believe there are many out there who love us as much as we love them. But I feel like as we're asking for them, we need to ask for them. Would you close us out today with a prayer covering our wonderful friends out there?
Friends, these kinds of prayers come from our lips to God's ears every day on your behalf. And if we can't communicate the passion of it enough through radio, please forgive us. So let's reach out to Him together. Dear Father in heaven, You are a great and mighty and awesome God. We worship You because You are, and because You created us to worship You. And we are not ashamed of that. All across our country, we bow together in acknowledgement of Your sovereignty and of Your capacity and of Your love for all of us. And we thank You from the bottom of our hearts that You sent Jesus to us. Father, we together want to find ways to bring that gift of Jesus to others. And we can't do it without You finding a way for us to go and to do and to connect the people who would have no reason to know or love us or listen to us if it wasn't for Your Holy Spirit making a way forward. So we ask You, Father, make that way. Help us to be effective and disciplined and faithful stewards of this gift of Jesus and to bring others into that great gift, that great life that only comes through Your Son. Lord, we pray You would do it in our homes, on our way to work, with our coworkers. We pray You would do it in our fellowships, in our churches. We pray You would do it as we reach out around the planet to places who have never even heard Your name before. And as the gospel comes to them and returns to us full of new fruit, that we would lift up Your name in praise again, thanking You for all You did in so many places around this planet which need You. We love You, Lord. We ask for Your blessings upon all of our friends and families out there across this country throughout this holiday season. Multiply their gift of love to You and provide for every one of their needs in the way that You see fit, to take their loaves and fishes and multiply them for their needs and for the needs around them, so that they would know Your hand was at work in their lives and in their very pocketbooks, that You took care of them. In Your name I pray these things, Lord. Amen.
Well, friends, this is indeed our final Compassion Radio broadcast for 2017. So it's your last opportunity to make your end-of-year tax-deductible gift to the Ministry of Compassion Radio. And make no mistake, it would bless us tremendously to hear from you today, or tomorrow, or Sunday for that matter, before we flip the calendar to 2018. You know, considering our vital Operation God's Word for China campaign, providing Bibles for believers who are desperate to have their own copy of God's Word, and keeping in mind the needs we have at this radio ministry for our ongoing operating expenses, time is truly of the essence for us in so many ways. This is one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to impact China at a crucial time in history. Only God knows the total impact of our seemingly small contributions to His kingdom. Each dollar contributed to Compassion Radio from you goes directly toward ministering the gospel and compassion of Christ to thousands around the world. Your contribution to this ministry will be an investment in the lives of people. People who will be able to reap the benefits for eternity. Our toll-free number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Once again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And we're right there online on the internet, safe and secure, at our newly designed website, CompassionRadio.com. Come on by and see us there. We'd really love to get your feedback on the new layout. It's been a long time coming, and we're excited about the ways in which we can look to expand our outreach in 2018. Look us up at CompassionRadio.com and drop us a note with your feedback. That phone number once more is 1-800-868-2478. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Happy New Year from our family to yours. We'll be back with you again next time with more Compassion Radio.